But we don't know if he's having an affair. I mean, he could just be involved with, I don't know, people who get together to invest things, and the place that they invest things is filled with potpourri, and that's why his shirt smells so sweet when he comes home. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. We could find your husband neck deep in potpourri investing things.
This is Dr. Ellen Kenner, and that's from an adorable movie, Shall We Dance? And, you know, when your mind doesn't want to accept bad news, in this case, she thinks her husband's having an affair, it can do somersaults trying to come up with, in quotes, possibilities. And you know on the surface that they don't make sense, but it's just that your mind is not ready to hear the truth. It's not ready to integrate it. And I won't spoil any plots. If you haven't seen the movie, it's adorable. It's definitely worth seeing. Shall We Dance? It may even bring you into a dance studio, so beware if you haven't. If you're not a dancer, you may discover that you enjoy it. We love it. We love ballroom dancing, my husband and I. And right now, I'm turning to the phones. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, and I'm going to welcome Rose. Rose, you're having difficulty in a romantic relationship?
Yes.
And tell me, you're wanting to break it off?
I'm sorry?
You're wanting to break up?
Yes, I've never been in a relationship with him. We've just been friends since high school, but we cannot date it. And while we were dating, I fell in love with him. But at the beginning, I told him, don't fall for me. I want to fall for him, which was stupid of me to say. And I ended up falling for him. So when I expressed my feelings to him, he told me that he used to love me. And he does not love me no more. But still, he's still sticking around. And whenever I asked him what he wants from me, he said nothing but friendship. But my feelings is growing and growing more and more.
Okay, let me stop you there because it's a little difficult to hear you, so I want to make sure I heard you correctly. And that's that you've been dating this guy since high school, and he's grown on you, you've grown on him, and you dated a little bit, and now he's saying he only wants a friendship, but you're feeling like you're in love with him.
I am in love with him.
You are.
He's my best friend. We've been best friends. We've never been
in a
relationship.
How many years?
9 years.
9 years?
Yes.
And you're how old now, Rose?
27.
27 years old. And have you ever been married?
No.
And has he been married?
No.
And so help me understand, does he love you?
I asked him. He said he did. Before I broke his heart, because while we were dating, I was dating other people, and he was dating other people also, but I don't know why he thought, like, while we were dating, if we're, like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, he never asked me to be his girlfriend. We were best friends dating. So I don't know if he kind of, that's what he meant by when I broke his heart, so I told him, I'm very sorry, and I didn't really mean to hurt him. And I would like to take the relationship to the next level, but he's still...
Wait a minute. I'm losing it a little bit. The essence is that you want what?
I want to know how to break it off, like get off of it. I don't want to be one no more, but it's so hard because I love him.
Okay.
I try to date other people, but every time I go out with other people, all I think is about him.
What happens when you date other people?
I'm not happy.
Oh, you're not happy. Okay,
no.
So if I understand you correctly, he's not wanting any long-term committed relationship. He's not wanting marriage. And you love him, but it feels like it's going nowhere with him, so you want to break up?
Yeah, because we're not even in a relationship. We're just best friends.
When you say best friends, I mean, that's a relationship. You say you're not sexually involved with him.
We were, like, sexually involved. We never, like... How you say, like, when you ask somebody to be your girlfriend,
yeah,
and you know that someone is your boyfriend, we never reached that stage.
So you never made it explicit. You never put it in words that you're boyfriend and girlfriend,
no.
Yet you were acting that way.
Yeah.
At this point, you want to break up because it's too painful for you to stay with someone who doesn't want to make it into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Yeah, a commitment.
Okay, so how have you tried breaking it up? Where does he think... I mean, there's nothing to break up if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Yeah, I stopped talking to him about a year ago. Really cut him off my life, but he came back and apologized. Say, you know, he really value my friendship. He wanna try to make it work, and as soon as I said, okay, we can try that, and then he go back to the stage one. like he's not making that commitment to me. He's just seeing other people.
He's seeing other people?
Yes.
And he's dating other people right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in the situation where you love him dearly. If he said, I love you, Rose, you're the only person that I want in my life. You fulfill everything for me. I would love you to marry me. What would you say if he said that?
I would say yes.
You would say yes. But since you can't squeeze that out of him, since you can't draw that out of him, he's not interested. He's still looking. He's still seeing what else is out there for a romantic partner. Then what I hear you're wanting from me is, how do you mentally manage the pain that you go through when you grieve the loss of your hopes? You hoped to be with him, to marry
because
him.
That's okay. He would tell me, like, okay, he's not satisfied with when he's with other people also. Like, you know, I'm perfect, too perfect for him. And that, you know.
Does he drink?
Like,
does he do
everything about me with bad and my bad and good quality? But at the same time, he said he's missing something, but he's still staying out there, you know, with those people. That's not satisfying him.
Okay, what is it that you're not satisfying in him?
No, he said other people.
Other people don't.
He said they're not like
but
him.
He's sending you mixed messages, so he's keeping
that's
you
the
as
thing.
An... It sounds like you're an insurance policy in his life. He's got you on the side, so if anything else fails, he can always go back to you because you're always there. But then it puts your life on hold. You can't move on.
Yeah.
You're so emotionally attached to him. He sends you mixed messages. I love you, but I don't want to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
He didn't say I love you, but when he's talking, he's telling me, like, you know, when we didn't talk, he tried to date other people.
Yeah.
He thought it was a sexual part, but he found out it's more than sexual with me. It's like he likes the complete person that I am.
So the one thing that you're not getting from him is an exclusivity. You're not the top person in his life. And that's what a romantic partner is and should be. It should be the top. It's an exclusive place. One person fits there, and you share your lives together on an intimate level, sexual level, that you don't do with anybody else. So if you're trying to let go of him because it seems like it's going nowhere after 9 years, then you need to be willing to go through the grief, the pain, just as if he had died. Now, he didn't die, but you can't keep torturing yourself by staying connected to him if he's already said no to you. For the boyfriend girlfriend part. So what I recommend is not talking to him as frequently, cutting it off. You can stay in the background, but you need to do what's necessary for yourself to move on, which may mean asking friends to fix you up, to date other people, and you're going to find a bunch of people that you don't like and that don't come close to him. But all you need to do is to find someone who matches his character, or who is even better, who put you on a pedestal, and it'll be easier to detach from him. If you don't date, then all you'll be focused on is him, and you'll keep growing that fantasy that he won't let you fulfill. Is that making, did that make sense at all to you, Rose?
Yes, that makes sense, but I was thinking about, like, should I tell him, don't call me, don't ever call me, because that's the thing, is like, even though I stay away from him, he said I don't call him, he will call.
But then you need to tell him, this is not working, it's torturing me, I need to move on. I can't offer you this friendship because I want to preserve it for someone who will eventually be my husband, and that's not you. You've already made that clear, and I need to move on. Listen, thank you so much for the call, Rose. I hope that helps. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
A personality trait valuable in romance is personal warmth. By warmth, we mean friendly affection from your partner. Warmth is essential for romance to flourish. Coldness can be temporary as a result of anger at your partner for some particular action, but romance is impossible if it is a constant presence in your relationship. How your partner shows warmth and affection is also important. Whether it's through small gifts, loving words, hugs, frequent phone calls, and smiles and kisses, or through any or all of these ways and more, you'll want to make sure that you enjoy each other's affection and manner of showing it.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.